JD's Heroes.
So it's time for another JD's Heroes. And don't forget, you can always nominate that amazing person in your life at freeradio.co.uk. Now, Laura, you're nominating Janice. Janice lives in Binley. What relation is Janice to you?
Janice's mother-in-law.
Wow. You don't really get many nominations from mother-in-laws.
This is good.
Now, Laura, do you want to explain why you've nominated Janice to be a JD hero?
Well, basically, Janice is just a complete and utter star. I met her son, Lee, in 2001. And from the time that she introduced us, she's just been an absolute terror strength for me. I moved to the UK about 3 months after I lost my own mum, very suddenly. From the minute that Janice and myself met, we've just been great friends, and she's taken over the role of mother for me. There was one time when my father came over from Ireland and he ended up in hospital. We actually thought that he'd had a heart attack, and she just did everything that I needed her to do. She did the cleaning, school runs, just so that I could be with my dad. Luckily, he was okay, but if I hadn't had her around, I think I probably would completely lost, basically. I also had really bad postnatal depression after I had my daughter in 2003. I was living down in London. My husband went away on business. I'd be in the flat on my own, literally nobody to talk to from one end of the week to the other.
Wow.
So she'd invite me down to Coventry and do all the feeds, all the changing,
wow,
take me out shopping, anything, just so that I wouldn't be on my own and to try and cheer me up. In the meantime, her husband got diagnosed with bowel cancer, and she left her job to nurse him through that. Unfortunately, he passed away. She does child minding for both of my sisters-in-law and for us, so sometimes she could be looking after 4 kids.
Oh, bless her.
She's also had really bad health issues of her own, a stroke. She's had heart valve replacement surgery, and at the moment she's suffering from spinal arthritis, which is just getting worse.
That's very painful, isn't it?
Very painful. Her mobility is getting worse.
Did she go out a lot before this all happened? And
I tell you, she absolutely loves her bingo. She used to go out about 4 times a week.
Wow, just like my Nan did, yeah, they love it. Yeah.
Herself and her husband Gary used to go up to the Waldegrave like all the time. They may as well have paid rent up there. But since he's passed away and she doesn't drive, and now she has her mobility issues, she just really doesn't get up there. She occasionally goes up to Radford with her sister, but she has to get 2 buses, and it's just such a strain for her to even get from her house to the bus stop to get the first bus. She's so giving of her time to us. I don't even need to say, can you mind, Holly? I'll look at her and she'll go, yeah, just tell me the date.
Talking of the bingo, got a great little treat lined up for her, Laura. So what I'm going to do, we'll play a song, and then we'll try and get Janice on the phone and let her know what we've sorted for her and for her friends and yourself. Is that all right?
Okay. Hi.
Janice, how are you? I don't think we've met before, Janice, so sorry to disturb you. My name's JD, I'm calling from Free Radio. Are you all right?
I'm fine, thank you.
The reason I'm ringing you is because somebody in your life has called us and told us how amazing you are and thought it's about time that you had a smile on your face and that you were rewarded for being such a great person. Does the name Laura Grinter mean anything to you, Janice?
Yeah, she's my daughter-in-law.
Is she a nice daughter-in-law? Is she one of those annoying ones, Janice?
She's a nice one.
Oh, she's a nice one. We like Laura. We like Laura.
Yeah.
It's good that you said that, because Laura's on the other line. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
Janice, Laura explained some of the stuff that you've been through, from losing your other half to dealing with arthritis, all that kind of stuff, and being such an amazing grandparent as well. In fact, you know what? I'm not going to say it all. Laura, you've made the nomination. Janice is on the phone. Publicly, what do you want to say to your good old mother-in-law?
Janice, I just want to tell you, I absolutely love you. You're fantastic. You're a wonderful person. You do so much for all. You've been through some really hard times with Gary's health and him passing and your own health problems. And I just don't think that we take the time to let you know how much we appreciate you. And I love you. Absolutely love you to bits.
Thank you.
You're starting us all up.
Oh, stop.
Now, Janice, right, this is the good thing, right? This will hopefully stop us all crying. Roshi, go get some tissue, Roshi.
Okay.
Laura told us on how much you love bingo.
Yes.
Yeah. And do you know what? The other week, I got to be a bingo caller, and I love it too. It was amazing. Now, I know it's been a while since you, and it's difficult for you to get out and about. I've had a word with Ashley. Now, he's the general manager at Gala Bingo in Walsgrave, and this is what he said after I told him about your story. JD, I would be delighted to have